Well, this morning we have a guest joining us on the road by phone. Drew Baldridge is with us by phone this morning. He'll be performing tonight at East of Omaha in Griswold. Pretty excited about getting up here to Southwest Iowa. Drew, thanks for joining us. Where are you?
Well, I'm driving across Iowa right now, trying to get there. We played in Ohio last night, and we're on a tour we call the Baldridge and Bonfires Tour. So all our shows were canceled, so we just decided that we were just going to have our own little tour and go out and play acoustic shows all around the country. And so that's kind of what we've been doing for the last 14 days. We played 14 shows in 14 days. We've just been all over the place in Illinois and New York and Ohio and Wisconsin, and now we're headed over to Iowa for the first night in Iowa for the weekend.
Very good. Yeah, with everything else that's gone on this year, I suppose for folks who travel a lot to perform for folks, it's been a tough year.
It has been, man. All our shows were canceled, and we decided we were just going to do little private acoustic shows, and this is one of the only shows on this tour that is actually a ticketed event. All the other shows that we've been doing has just been for people in their backyards and people that the host invites. So tonight we're actually doing a ticketed event, which is very exciting. Tickets are like $10, but we're only having 100 or so people come to the door and get in. So I bet tickets are going to go pretty fast. And if y'all are out there and you want to come out, come hang out with us. Hear some live music for the first time in a long time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the tickets usually do sell pretty well down there east of Omaha. They had a great facility there, and it's nice to get back up on stage again, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we ain't been playing, the last 6 months, we've only played a couple of shows, and we're used to being out on the road three or four times a week. So this has just been a completely different year for us, just like it has been for a lot of people. And so, we're looking forward to playing music again. And I'm sure people in the area are looking forward to having music. So if you want to come out, hang out with us, we'll be playing for about, I think our show is going to be from 8:45 to 10, but I think doors are around 5. So get there early and get your ticket.
Outstanding. Drew, talk a little bit about you and your journeys. Where are you from? How'd you get involved? How'd you get started, that first bug into music?
So I'm originally from Southern Illinois, but I moved down to Nashville when I was 19. So in 2011, I moved down there, and I just music was in me. First time performing in front of people was first grade Christmas program. it just, ever since that, I just knew that's kind of what I wanted to do. And I've been playing in bars since I was 17 and grew up singing in church. And, moving down to Nashville, I started playing at Tootsie's and all that fun stuff. Or did that for about a year and a half, and I signed my publishing deal. And I got a record deal, and, I've been out on the road ever since for the last 7 years going by my own name. And we've been really blessed. I've got to do a lot of my dreams. We're not exactly where we want to be yet. We haven't had our first number one, but we've had to the top 50, and we're working our way up to that. Just build our fan base every day, playing live and on socials and things like that. I just love playing music. And we've been to Iowa a ton. We played in Omaha a bunch. We've been, like I said, we've been touring for a long time, so we've been in the area a lot. So we've created a good little buzz up in that area. A lot of our friends are up there, so we love getting up to, west of Iowa and hang out with y'all.
Yeah, well, we appreciate that a lot. I know it's not an easy life. It's not an easy choice to make to try to be a performer, because there are a lot of doors that sometimes get slammed in your face before you get one opened up. But have folks been pretty positive? Have they been pretty supportive?
Oh, yeah. It's not an easy road by any means. You're going to get told no 100 times. You just got to get used to that. Just know what, stay on your path that you're doing and figure out what you want to do and what you want to say as an artist and a songwriter, and just stay true to you and who you are. And, I think a lot of doors will open. It took a while. It took me a while, but I got really lucky. Some people will take longer. I signed my pub deal in 2.5 years in Nashville, publishing as a songwriter deal. And, I signed a record deal a little bit after that. Since I signed that record deal, that record company closed down. So we've been independent for about a year now, looking for our new deal. And we've been really close to that, but it's just got to be the right deal. And so, this music business is crazy, man. It's like a roller coaster. You're up, you're down, you're up. It's a blessing. At the same time, I do what I love for a living. I do it every day. Not many people get to say that. Not many people, get to do their dream, and that's what I get to do every day.
Yeah, that is true. Well, and being a songwriter first is a real benefit, especially if you're trying to break into the Nashville scene.
Yeah, I've been, as soon as I picked up an acoustic, I've been writing songs, and that's kind of what, I love to do. I just got my first cut about a week ago. My first cut, song recorded by a group called Low Cash. I'm sure you know Low Cash, mm-hmm. those guys. We were out on tour with them all last fall and writing songs together. And they just cut one of my songs this last week. And so, being a songwriter does help. And it also, if you're a songwriter, you kind of pick to write the song, write what you want to say as an artist. I think that's really important, figuring out your voice in country music or whatever kind of music you want to make. It's figuring out how to do that and how to create that. Being a songwriter first really helps.
You bet. Well, is there a way to describe your sound, the songs that you write, Drew? Can you kind of put it into, the spoken word, what type of style it is?
Yeah, so, our first record we made our first record in 2015, and it was, it was kind of like a lot of different sounds. We had, I loved music that grew to it, Earth, Wind, and Fire, and all things like that. So that first record had a little bit of that influence, but also just some small town lyrics, and the new music we're making now, I would say, is more small town flair to it with modern day sound. Small town lyrics. I grew up in a town of 500 people, and I graduated high school with 22 kids before moving to Nashville. So that definitely influences the way I write songs, and where I come from is a big deal. And our last song we put out to the radio was a song called Middle of Nowhere Kids. It talks about growing up in the middle of nowhere. And I tell you what, I've been up to Iowa, and y'all are proud to be from the middle of nowhere just like I am. So I think it will definitely connect with the folks around there.
Yeah. Well, your most recent hit now that's been out is Rebound. Talk about that song a little bit.
Yeah, so Rebound, it's our most streamed song. It's a song I wrote it when I was going through something personal in my life. Just kind of realized nobody deserves to be somebody's second choice. And you deserve to be somebody's first choice. And that's what this song is 100% all about. And I wrote my friend Emily Wise band, and we had a good little run with that song, and it was it's been really good to us. And of course, we'll play it that night. I think the most recent thing we put out is a song called Senior Year. And, we just made a wave with that song right when kids couldn't graduate. And the class of 2020, and now the class of 2021 is getting hit so hard with, not being able to have homecoming or prom or football or, a lot of these kids are missing out on a lot. And so in March and April and June, I flew around to all states around the country on different graduations. And all my shows were canceled, so I just talked to the schools, and we came up there and, set up and did a commencement speech for the kids and talked to them about keeping their heads up. And, the song is, I wrote the song in 2019, so I had no idea the pandemic was coming. And the hook said, never thought it would disappear senior year. All these kids in senior year did disappear. And so it's just been crazy how that song has kind of had a life, kind of out of nowhere. It just, when you make music, you just hope you make something that impacts people. And this song's really done that.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you write a lot about things that you've experienced. And sometimes, it's always a risk because you never know if other people will have feelings like that same experience.
Yeah. And I think though, most of one thing I've learned in songwriting is if you've experienced it, there's a ton of people that have too. We're all in this world together, and we're all walking the steps of life together. And I think if I've experienced it along my path, I'm sure somebody else out there has too. So I just try to write things that are real to me, things that mean something and have a meaning, have a weight to them. And, we have this song that we just put out a little while back called She's Somebody's Daughter. And it just talks about, my fiance. After I wrote it after meeting her dad for the first time, and just talks about, better treat her right. Because if you break her heart, you're breaking her mama's heart and her daddy's heart too. So I think there's just several songs you can find stuff in your walk in life that everybody's been through, and that's what I try to do. Is I've been through, I know somebody else has too.
Very good. Well, should be a good night. Again, they're billing this as Oktoberfest 2020 coming up tonight at the east of Omaha there in Griswold. Keg Creek Brewery will be there providing some stuff for you. Tyler Folkerts will be performing out of Omaha area as well. So you'll get plenty of opportunity to experience some good acoustic live performances there by Tyler. And, of course, Drew Baldridge as well here headlining the show. Again, $10 tickets. There's no advance sales, and it's all at the door. And it's going to be an intimate acoustic night. So not more than about 100 people, as Drew mentioned. So make sure you get there early and get your spot so you can get those tickets. Doors open at 6, shows at 7 o'clock. It's a 21 and over show, and it should be a fun night. If you've been missing out on some of that good live music, here's your opportunity. Drew, thank you so much. Happy travels, and hope you have a great show.
Hey, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. We'll talk to y'all soon.